Well, we come now to the singing of Psalm number 86. And we sing the opening verses 1 to 7. Psalm number 86 and verses 1 to 7. O Lord, do thou bow down thine ear and hear me graciously, because I sore afflicted am and am in poverty. Psalm 86, 1 to 7. Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that our prayers would be the same as the psalmist's, that we would desire God's ear to bow down and hear us graciously. We are in trouble. We are always in trouble. We are always confronted with having to fight the good fight of faith, having to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of an unbelieving world, always having to fight for our integrity against the ways and the wiles of the devil, the appeal of the world, the lusts of the flesh, and always the world with its appeals, with its attractiveness, and with its solicitations, and with its offering to us many good, beautiful, pleasurable things. And always we must listen to that voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has given his life for the sheep, who knows his own sheep by name, who calls us one by one individually, the one who is able to discern each individual's need, each weakness in each one, who recognizes the peculiarity, the unique individuality of our person, the way we think, the way we view things, the way we fail, the way we at times try to do good and sometimes do some good, but never the ideal, always failing, never fully achieving not only what we would desire to do, but what God's ideal is for us. And so we confess, O God, that we listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, because he has the words of eternal life and there's no one else to whom we can go. And in these days of trial and stress for the church, days of uncertainty, days of closure, days of confusion, days of where even Christian believers do not agree as to how to behave ourselves, what is the best thing to do in terms of safety, in terms of health, in terms of keeping the balance on the one hand to obey God rather than men, and yet on the other hand to remember that the powers that be, the authorities who rule over us, they are the magistrates of God, they are the ministers of God for good, and they do not wield this sword in vain, and they are a terror to evil workers, and in many ways a friend to those who do what is right. And so we are conscious, O Lord, of our duties to the magistrates, for kings and emperors and rulers, prime ministers and premiers and all those in authority over us. We do remember them, we pray for them. We are glad that they have these offices that keep society in a measure of control and peaceful living, enabling us to trade, enabling us to live, to go about our business, protecting our persons and our properties with those police forces and those legal structures and the health authorities, the hospitals, the staffs who work in the medical facilities, protecting our lives when we get sick, preserving us, showing us what the right thing to do is, whether we obey or not, and always, always there to heal sickness when it comes to us. So many things to consider, O Lord, and so many conflicting voices concerning the gospel priorities in these days, concerning the significance of the pandemic, some arguing very strongly that it is a judgment from God, a peculiar kind of judgment, others not so convinced that it is in that category. After all, sicknesses are always abounding. These are the marks of the world in which we live, and sorrows and death come from time to time from so many different quarters. So many widespread diseases have come and gone in the past. And so often, Lord, we are confused. And we listen to good men, and we listen sometimes to men who are less than good. And so we commit ourselves again to thy word, as we try again to read the scriptures, to sing the scriptures, to listen to God speaking, and do so in the confidence that God listens to us as we speak to him. And so we pray now, O Lord, as speaking to our Heavenly Father, we pray that God's name would be hallowed, that God's will would be done upon the earth as in heaven, that thy kingdom would come, and that the gospel would bring the kingdom increasingly to all the nations of the earth. And in the last days, we know that the gospel shall be brought home to Jews and to Gentiles alike, that Israel will be gathered in, that Israel will be, as it were, as life from the dead, and that they shall yet be a light unto the Gentiles. This is the purpose of their calling. This is the purpose of their preservation. And we long for the day, O God, as Paul did, that Israel would be saved. And so we pray for missions to the Jews. We pray that as Jewish people hear the gospel, they would recognize the authentic note from their own prophetic utterances concerning the coming one, and that they would see the Christ, and that they would receive him and welcome him and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So we gather again, O God, help us to bow down in worship, help us to take a lowly place, and a lowly posture. Deliver us from pride. Deliver us from complacency. Deliver us from that arrogance that imagines that we know it all and that we have nothing more to learn. Deliver us from that lazy spiritual slothfulness which is so, so inimical to growth. Deliver us, we pray, from distractions. Deliver us, we pray, from anything that in any way would intervene between us seeking first the kingdom of God and his glory, and that we would seek and know that all other things will fall into place and all other things necessary will be added to us. Prepare us for life, O God. Prepare us for death. Give to us a sense that the Apostle Paul had writing to the Corinthians. He said, I die daily. Death to him was not a strange thing to think about. It was not a strange alien idea. It was a constant companion. And when death came, it was no stranger to him. He knew exactly what it would be, what it would mean, and where he would go. May we live in that light also, in the glad assurance that Christ Jesus has spoken to us the final word on this great event of our death. Those who believe in him, he says, even though they die, yet shall they live. And we pray that we would believe this and live accordingly. We recommend again the preaching of the gospel, not only amongst us now, but everywhere that the gospel is preached. Lord, bless the gospel ministry. Come now, Holy Spirit, teach our hearts to be teachable, and grant us open ears, open eyes, spiritual understanding, and above all, a desire to worship the Lord. This is our prayer, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 3. and reading the whole of the chapter. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits suitable for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, then he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so on, may God bless that reading of his holy word. The notices, very briefly, are the weekends services, Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. and afternoon at 4:30. And as always, we are glad to welcome people to these recorded messages. We are encouraged that there are those listening in, and some who are listening, I don't know them. We don't know everybody that's listening, but we do know that these are wonderful opportunities that the Lord has given to us in these days of closure. He has made provision for us through the electronic world in which we live, and we are very glad for these means of grace to continue, even although we are absent from one another, visually and physically. Nonetheless, spiritually, we still gather in the name of the Lord, in the open scriptures and under the sound of the word. So God has not departed from us, and we must not depart from him in ceasing to pay attention to these recorded messages. So we welcome you to join with us in worship. And we continue now to sing in Psalm number 86. And we are singing from verse number 8 to verse 11. Lord, there is none among the gods that may with thee compare, and like the works which thou hast done, not any work is there. We sing to verse number 11 in Psalm 86.